Okay, in the studio. All right. Open with a commercial. I don't think that's a good idea. I know it's a new one, but... Okay, well, let's go ahead and do it. Let's see what happens.
He's been known to heal the sick in distant towns by only speaking a word. He once walked on water just to get closer to his friends. He fed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. His blood redeemed the world. He is the Son of God, Savior of the world. Drink the living water that only He can give. He said,
"You'll never thirst again, my friends."
Let me see if I can find this. Oh yeah, we found it. Finally, it is time. This is Ed Gutfeld. We're glad you're with us, and we're so happy that you're with us. And it is time, hallelujah, for a timely broadcast in the times and seasons of our life, in the times of the Gentiles. That's exactly true. That's what time it is right now on God's clock. You know, God said that this gospel would be preached throughout the world as a witness. He said Jerusalem would be trodden down of the Gentiles till the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Well, Jerusalem has been taken over by Israel and the Jewish people. And ever since 1948, they became a nation. 1967, Jerusalem became the principal city. So we are in the last moments of the times of the Gentiles. So we better get ready, put on the whole armor of God, get on our horse, praise God. We've got a mighty, mighty, mighty message to be preaching. And you ought to be full of the Holy Ghost and full of power, because we have a great thing to share with the world at this time. You know, there's a word that God put on my heart this week, and it's been just pulsating in my spirit. And God is wanting us to take up a message that is very powerful in this time, in this hour. And that is that God is wanting us to affect a great change right now. Affecting change. We say, how does God affect the change? Well, you know, when God went to Zacchaeus' house, he said, "Hey, Zacchaeus," you know, he saw him up in the tree there, and he said, "Hey, Zacchaeus, I'm going to come to your house." And isn't that incredible? When Jesus says, "I'm going to come to your house," I believe the Lord's saying that right now to people out there. You're listening to this podcast and you're just kind of minding your own business. But Jesus is saying, "I want to come to your house." And if you'll let Jesus come to your house, make a place for him at the dinner table. You know, when he was through, Zacchaeus said, "You know, Jesus, there's some people I stole some money from. There's some people I ripped off. There's some people that I didn't do quite right." And he just wanted to make everything good and make it right. Why? Because he's wanting to get things straight with heaven, because there's more to live for than just me, mine, my dog, my cat, us four, and no more. There's someone to live for. It's the Lord himself. Oh, yeah, it's time for the reign of God. This is Steve Mitchinson with Brian Dokerson, and it's time for the reign of God. Come on, shout amen, somebody.
Time for the kingdom of our God. up a prayer of faith. We proclaim the mighty word of God, the power in your name. So we gather in the spirit, we lift up a prayer of faith. We proclaim the mighty word of God, the power in your name. The power in your name. It's time.
Oh man, that song just absolutely flips my switch. Praise the Lord. If you don't have a switch, you got to get one, because I'll tell you what, God, the Holy Spirit can install one. And when that switch gets flipped, I'll tell you what, David Ingalls wrote a song called Keep the Switch of Faith Turned On. And that, some things just flip your switch. I even say this, that song's unfair to the devil. I mean, that'd just take the person that's got the worst time going on in their life and absolutely turn their situation around and just turn their focus. That's what I was trying to say. Just turn their focus completely around and get it on what ought to be on, and that is the Word of God, the plan of God. And oh my goodness, we're talking about affecting a change. I didn't intend to do this again, but it just seems like that word won't just leave me at all. And we were talking about Zacchaeus, he's a son of Abraham who was just not living for God at all, just wandering around and looking at things the wrong way and financial things. He was bound up by financial things and obviously had stolen from people. And he said, just spending some time with Jesus. Jesus says, hey, I'm going to come to your house. I'm almost going to guarantee you Jesus didn't even talk to him about money. But, when Jesus gets into your heart, he starts talking to you about money. And that's just what he does. And somebody said, I don't like it when people talk about money. Well, maybe you need to have Jesus come to your house. And I think it's one of the greatest subjects that's ever been talked about, because that's where the root of all evil is the love of money. I love something Brother Hagin said. He said, givers never kick and kickers never give. And giving is one of the greatest evidences of God's presence in the earth. There is a lavishness that comes upon a heart when we start giving. And God releases us to just be, generous. Yeah. And it's amazing how when God sets a person free, it says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. And that freedom is given to us by God, because Jesus came to our house. We have another story, in Matthew 26. It says, now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came to him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? Oh, I wish I... it makes your head want to explode. People say this, You know, to what purpose is this waste? People have no idea who Jesus is. They have no idea the greatness of the Son of God. This ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor, and these hypocrites have never sold anything and given it to the poor without somebody watching them and giving them plaque and making their name known at some kind of a seminar or some kind of a dinner, and they stood up there and got all their glory and all the appreciation that they'll ever get. But this woman, Jesus, the scripture said, when Jesus understood it, he said unto them, "Why trouble ye the woman? For she has wrought a good work upon me. For you have the poor always with you, but me you have not always. For in that she has poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached," and we're preaching the gospel right now, "in this whole world, there shall also this that this woman has done be told for a memorial for her." You know what God, Jesus is saying here is that you got to tell this to everybody in the world. You know what? Everybody needs to hear about what Jesus can do with money, what he can do with finances. Oh, that's right. Everybody needs to hear about it. Why? Because God is good. And if you pour something out on Jesus, you're not wasting a thing. No, you're not. Not at all. You're actually doing a mighty thing. Your heart needs to express itself to Jesus. This is a song called Alabaster Jar by Gateway Worship. And it is an amazing song of faith, hope, and love that you can let get into your heart in the name of Jesus.
This alabaster jar is all I have for. I break it at your feet. Less than you deserve. You're far more beautiful, more precious than the oil. The sum of my desires and the fullness of my joy. Like you've spilled your blood, I spill my heart as an offering to my.
Your alabaster box, hallelujah. Alabaster jar by Gateway Worship. And Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy, absolutely worthy. This alabaster jar was all I have of worth. I break it at your feet, Lord. It's less than you deserve. But you know something? Jesus said, wherever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman has done, be told for a memorial of her. Jesus wants us to understand the value of value. What is your life worth? What is your life? Our lives are like, the Bible says, like a vapor. It's here and then it's gone. But we can buy back moments for eternity. We can do something to redeem life. Jesus redeemed us, and now we get to redeem our time. You know, we call this program, It Is Time. And the reason is, well, God put that on our hearts, but there's so much about time. You can exchange time for eternal things. And one of the ways you do it, money represents your time, your talent, your treasure. And if you get a paycheck, it represents your time at work. It represents your life. The money is your life in that regard. And when we give it to God, we honor him and we bless him. The Bible said, honor the Lord with your first fruits of your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty and your vats shall overflow with new wine. When you honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all your increase, then God is receiving honor, you see. Jesus received honor from this woman with the alabaster jar of ointment. Some say it was enough. It was worth enough of a whole year's salary. My goodness. She didn't even think about that. She just thought of who she was worshiping. That's all she thought about. And my. That's amazing how that can happen to a heart. And it does. It continues to happen. It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. And we have a new sponsor this half hour, this first half hour, by Philippians Financial.
They tell you, if you sign up for the retirement, by the time you get 30 years in, you're going to have $1 million if you say such and such. I don't know anyone over there that has $1 million.
Money is being siphoned out every year. It's like having a leaking bucket.
And the chances of ending up behind the eight ball are very large.
Financial institutions seem to be coming and going in these tough economic times. Some say they are too big to fail. How secure is that? At Philippians Financial, it's God that can never fail. Philippians Financial knows it can be tough to know where to put your hard-earned dollars, especially that first 10%. But we know it's God that you put first and His word that you trust. When you invest in your special 419 account, you are putting your trust in God's promise. Then the ministry goes forth with financial strength, having received of each believer the offerings and first fruits as an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Then Philippians Financial goes to work as God says, He will supply all of your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. This 419 account is not subject to the up and down conditions of this world. This is a promise backed by the throne of God. A strength too big to fail because God is too good to fail. At Philippians Financial, our 419 account is the right choice at any stage of life. It's eternal, it's safe, and it yields the highest dividends of any investment on earth as it is in heaven. Make the Philippians 419 your choice. Philippians 419 is only available through Philippians Financial and faith in Jesus. Yeah, affect a great change in your life by getting on the right side of time financially and get involved with what Jesus is doing in the earth. This is a song by the Imperials. It's called Bread Upon the Water, right from the book of Ecclesiastes. Keep casting your bread on the water.
Don't you wait on a living in the way God wants you to. Don't Don't get discouraged.
Don't get discouraged.
Keep on it,
keep on giving.
Soon it will come back to you.
Soon you're gonna keep on casting
your bread upon the water.
Soon it's gonna
come back home on every way.
Keep on casting
your bread upon the water.
Soon it's gonna
come back home on every way.
As you're pressed down, shaking together, running over. Seeking the kingdom instead of working for your needs. Keep on sharing the love of Jesus. You know, growing comes from planting seeds.
You're gonna keep on casting
your bread upon the water.
Soon it's gonna come back home on every way. Keep on casting
your bread upon the water.
Soon it's gonna come back home on every way.
You're pressed down, shaking together, running over.
Come back home on every way.
That's Bread Upon the Water by the Imperials. And the truth is, faithfulness pays off with God. And every wave, you know, if you keep casting your bread upon the water, it'll come back home on every wave. The truth, the trick to that, or the key to that, is to keep on casting. You keep on casting your bread upon the water. It'll come home after many days. And God is speaking to us, I believe, a strong word of affecting a change in our life, affecting a great change, but even a great change financially. You know, Philippians 4:19, we have that commercial, the Philippians Financial, the 419 account. And a lot of people putting their faith in a 401k. But I guess, that's good. It is. You know, there are many ways to invest, and that's certainly one of them. But obviously, the last few years, it has not been as beneficial as we'd hoped it would be. But one thing you can never take away is the eternal side of life when you redeem it. And how do you redeem it except you invest it in faith? Anything you do in faith gets redeemed by God and becomes something greater. And it lifts it up to a higher place than it was before. And so the glory of God gets to be seen and manifest as we worship God. And I enjoy this song, so powerful, by Chris Tomlin. It says, "Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you are mine. Altogether worthy." Oh, hallelujah. God is worthy of all of our attention. Light of the world.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say, you're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted. Oh,
Yeah, that's amazing. Hallelujah. That's Here I Am to Worship, Chris Tomlin. And it's amazing when God opens our heart, opens our eyes, and opens the eyes of our heart. Yeah. He opens the eyes of our heart to see how beautiful He is to invest in the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord, for opening. Yeah, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. That's what we need. We need God to open up our eyes, open up the eyes of our heart, and we begin to see things the way God sees them. That is a truth that is so worthy of expounding on. My goodness. What happened to that woman when she went to be with Jesus that we read about just a little bit there in Matthew 26? What happened to Zacchaeus? What happened to this woman? You know, when you get around the Son of God, and hopefully there are people in your life, hopefully the church you go to and the people in leadership are exemplifying that. And if you see that, boy, just be so blessed. They're not going to be perfect. Of course not. We all have frailty. We all have feet of clay, as they say, our humanity. We need to have a lot of grace for the humanity we still have. And the redemption that still needs to be worked out, and the grace that still needs to be worked in, and the renewing of our mind. And so we're all being transformed from one degree of glory to the next. We're all living from faith to faith. Only Jesus had the complete package. But there is a lot of work that has been done, and thank God for that. And follow me as I follow the Lord. That's what the Apostle Paul said. And what happened to this woman when she came in the presence of Jesus? What happened to Zacchaeus when Jesus had lunch with him? What happened to the woman who was caught in adultery? And they all brought her to Jesus. They said, this woman is caught in adultery. She's in the very act. And they said, Jesus, Moses said to stone her. What do you say? And they just looked at him. I could just see their eyes. And Jesus just knelt down in the sand. So confident of his Father. So confident of the anointing of God to put him over in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And he said, whoever's without sin, cast the first stone. And boy, that was the end of the stoning party. You know, they just dropped their rocks and went home. And Jesus looked around and he said, woman, where are your accusers? And then he said something so powerful, so magnificent. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Now, where was the power to not sin? It was in the forgiveness. That's where the power to not sin is. It's in the forgiveness that God gives us. And God gives us such a powerful strength to not sin in the forgiveness and the redemption that's in Christ Jesus. It's so powerful. From that day on, you just take the things that come into your heart and your life and you cast them down. See, I don't think people have the power to cast anything down because they're too busy struggling with the things that happened in the past. But you got to let that old man die and let him get buried. You know, we're going to have a service here on in our podcast, and we do this every once in a while. We just take our sins and we just pile them all up and let the dump truck come and take them away. And that's what happens. You know, they're taken away in a sea of forgetfulness. As far as the east is from the west, the Lord says, I don't even remember your sins anymore. So you don't even think about that. Glory to God. And then from then on, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 10:4, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Which reminds me, we have our sponsor for this very half hour. Our sponsor this half hour is 2 Cor 10:4. Has your mind been plagued and bombarded with the high traffic of vain imaginations? Have the thoughts and accusations from the Father of Lies been jamming and congesting the freeways of your mind? Do human reasonings and haughty intellectual arrogance overcrowd and clog the corridors and throughways of your thinking? Then it's time you try 2 Cor 10:4. 2 Cor 10:4 was first introduced by the Apostle Paul around 56 AD. 2 Cor 10:4 carries the anointing of God and has been overpowering mental congestion for centuries. Known by its full name, 2 Corinthians 10:4, this passage of Spirit and Life has been eliminating stress and anxiety through its authoritative casting down power. Yes, the thoughts are cast down when the believer addresses them so in the mighty name of Jesus. When this gospel is applied, the mental traffic and congestion is cleared up and all thoughts of peace prevail. When 2 Cor 10:4 is on the job, the traffic report is clear and smooth sailing. You can find 2 Cor 10:4 in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, right after 1 Corinthians and just before Galatians. 2 Cor 10:4, a spiritual weapon to fight and beat the mental traffic jam. Apply it today and be at peace in moments.
Hey, Greg, check this out. If I rub these two sticks together, I could get fire. Look at this. Whoa, wow.
Hey, man, that's pretty cool. But if I lift these two hands up, I get the Holy Ghost and fire.
It is time to cast off words and darkness.
Okay, we're back again. It is time to spread the gospel, to dress ourselves in light, and cause the things of heaven to be known among the earth that the Lord is coming, the Lord is ruling, the Lord is reigning, and the Lord is calling us to a higher place of praise. This is Clint Brown. That's what happens when God gets a hold of you. He brings you to a higher place, a praise. Hear the call.
Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain, magnify his name, to tell all the people and the nation that he reigns. Zion is calling me to a higher place of grace. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand up upon the mountain and magnify his name, to tell all the people, every nation that he reigns. Zion is calling me to a higher place.
God is calling us to a higher place of praise. Hallelujah to God. And that higher place, you know, we are so privileged. The Bible tells us in Psalm 92, he says, "You, O Lord, are most high forever." Whoa. And then in Psalm 91, he says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." We got to go up to the high places. You know, Israel would fall back into sin every once in a while, and more times than not, and build the altars in the high places. They wanted to get up to the high place because they knew that's where God was, but they tried to do it in their flesh and things they could see and touch and taste and smell. And God was saying, no, you don't do that. You don't do with images made by man's hands. And you don't get involved with all that kind of stuff. You get involved with the praise and the worship of God, the sacrifice of praise. You bring it into the house of the Lord and the Most High God. Hallelujah. And Most High praises. And there is no place like the place of the Most High. And God's calling us to a higher place of praise. He's calling us to praise Him in the highest. Oh, because He's the Most High God. And we just thank God for the ability that God gives us by the blood of Jesus to come to a higher place, to be worshiping Him and giving Him all the glory in the highest. Oh, my goodness. This is a powerful song by Chris Tomlin. And it's Glory in the Highest. Let's worship our King one more time. Oh God, You, all glory belongs to You. All praise belongs to You. Glory in the Highest. Yeah, glory in the highest. That's Chris Tomlin. What a powerful, powerful truth the scripture says that let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yes, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that you, whose name alone is Jehovah, are the Most High over all the earth. We're praising the Most High God. There is no one higher. You know, you may have a boss at work, but there's no one higher than our God. And that doesn't make us proud and haughty. That just makes us secure and strong, that we are not the servants or slaves of people. And we're not the slave of sin. And we're not the slave of rebellion. And we're not the slave of the curse. We've been liberated by our King. We've been set free by our Lord. And we've been given a place in God that is powerful and mighty and beautiful and holy. And God's given us a message to touch the world with. Amen. We've been given a word that will build up and strengthen people right in the midst of trouble. And we've been given a word that will cause us to affect a great change right now in the earth. To affect a great change because we're holding lanterns in our hands, but they're not in our hands anymore like Gideon. He said, God told Gideon, he said, you hold that lantern, you put it in a clay pot. When I tell you, you break that pot and you shout, and the enemy will just flee in terror. But the enemy doesn't flee in terror that way anymore. He flees in terror because greater is he that's in us. And you break that clay pot, which is your flesh, and you get filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And guess what starts happening? Oh, what starts happening is that God begins to cause the enemies to flee in your life. The Bible said, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. And God puts a word of edification in your heart that will absolutely tear down the walls of darkness and bring our friends and loved ones to Christ. Oh, we want you to get hooked up with Team Edify. Go ahead and listen to this spot. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We are a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will receive edification for our lives, bring edification to those around us, and give edification away to someone new each and every day. As a team member, you will receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a lifetime membership card, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifyforlife.org and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression. But we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifyforlife.org. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifyforlife.org. That's edifyforlife.org. No, honey, I agree. We should be seeking eternal answers about life. But the question is where? I mean, no way am I going to some online do-it-yourself guru or some $600 a weekend, you're all God's crackpot. Isn't that right, little buddy? Yeah. I'm not looking for some hyped-up, frenzy-based super church either. Tell me where I can get some truthful answers with honesty and purity. I'll be there today. The whole family. And that means you too, little guy. Yeah, talk to Jesus. He's been leading people into the truth and life for 2,000 years. It's his book, the Bible. It has all his simple truths that bring families together for a safe, simple, and secure eternal life. Talk to Jesus. He's the way.
He's been known to heal the sick in distant towns by only speaking a word. He once walked on water just to get closer to his friends. He fed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. His blood redeemed the world. He is the Son of God, Savior of the world. Drink the living water that only He can give. He said,
"You'll never thirst again, my friends."
That's right. Song of Moses. This is Aaron Keyes. Oh my goodness. The Lord, our mighty warrior, is on our side.
Oh, the Lord, our strength and song, highest praise to Him belongs. Christ the Lord, our conquering King, Your name we raise, Your triumph sing. Praise the Lord, our mighty warrior. Praise the Lord, the glorious one. By His hand we stand in victory, and by His name we overcome. Though the storms of hell pursue, in darkest night of heaven are crying out, glory, glory to the King. You reign for all eternity. Oh, praise the Lord, our mighty warrior. Praise the Lord, the glorious one. By His hand we stand.
Aaron Keyes, the Song of Moses. What a mighty warrior we have on our side. Isn't that right? Glory to God. We're affecting a great change. We're affecting a great transition in our life. We're lifting hands. We're serving God. We're giving Him all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, because He's worthy of it. That's right. And we're redeeming the time. Even though the days are evil, financially, we've got our house in order because we're giving God the first fruits and we're honoring Him. That's exactly true. We have something so great, so grand, so glorious to carry around on the inside of us, to give to our neighbors. And the other thing is, you know, there is a message that is telling us to love our neighbor as ourself, you know, and this is not just for us. There's a harvest to be won. And, you know, be involved with what God's doing in your church. Be involved with what God's doing in that prayer group and that small group. Be involved as much as you can. Because if one could put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. So we've just got to keep ourselves in a place of receiving from God. And you know what? I like to think of it as just getting on the horse. Come on. We got to get back on that horse. Praise God, put on the white hat. And we've got a message to preach, and we got to go out there and go to our neighbor's house, just drive up to the neighbor's house, say, hey, y'all, come on, get your horse. We got to get going. And then your neighbor gets on his horse, and guess what? We all go galloping together, and we tell somebody about God. Because why? Because it is time.